Weather station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Indeed, your program hosts.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey, that's us.
That's us.
Oh, my gosh. Sam and Mia, that's you and me.
I think so.
What do you know? How about that?
It took you a while to discover, but finally, yeah, you figured it out.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Good morning. It's Monday, October 21st. Do you believe October is almost over?
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, not just creepy because Halloween's coming up, but it's creepy because it's just, it's gone by really fast.
The time really flies. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like it was like yesterday. We're like, oh, man, I feel like summer is almost over. And now it's like, we are well into fall. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's been really hot.
It really has.
Like, the weather is amazing.
But yeah. But then at night, it gets really cold.
And then it gets really cold. Yeah. I know. It's so weird.
Pretty strange weather, but like desert weather. That's usually how it is in the desert.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really hot, then really cold and stuff.
It is,
except in Vegas when you go, it's really hot at night, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what this
Well, Vegas, sometimes I feel like, you know, like the last time I was there, I felt like it was like really humid.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was
crazy.
The season, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Vegas now is going to be pretty chilly. I mean, I think this month is like the best time to go to Vegas. It's not too hot. It's not cold yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know November, it's always cold because they used to have a convention, a computer convention every year.
Right up your alley.
Yeah. So I'd go there every year, and I remember it was always mid-November, and I would freeze my ass, man, with a suit and everything, you know. So, yeah. But anyway, did you have a nice weekend?
I had a very nice weekend. How was your weekend?
My weekend was nice, too, but I'm sure not as exciting as yours. It never is. And, you know,
well,
I don't know. You find I did see a picture with you with your hair totally different. And
yes.
I was but you did write. You did not cut your hair, which was a good thing. Okay. So what went on there?
Like
was
I
that a wig?
I had to clarify. It was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on, Sam. You know me and my themed parties. I go all out. Okay,
there's
a theme. I will match it authentically to the nth degree.
So for you, costume parties are pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, it's actually been, like, really, really great. I've been having so much fun with all these theme parties.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. But, yeah, Saturday night, actually, was, like, a great Gatsby Roaring 20s kind of themed party.
Oh, nice.
And it was at the Charlie Chaplin Estate, which hasn't been open to the public in, like, 75 years.
Really?
Or something crazy.
Wow.
Yes. It was, I mean, the house was just magnificent. It was gorgeous.
Mm.
It was, like, huge. It was, oh,
yeah.
My gosh, ridiculous.
Really?
Well, given the fact that, of course, it was Charlie Chaplin. And
yeah,
of course,
it
would be, you know, nothing short of amazing.
Right.
But, yeah, it was really cool. But, you know, it was kind of like one of those you have to be taken up by, like, a shuttle.
Like a shuttle, right.
You
like
know,
the
so
Playboy
had, like,
mansion.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So we had to park somewhere and, you know, check in with IDs, get wristbands, you know, the whole, you know, exclusivity part of it, you know.
So how do you go to a place like that? Do you have to be invited?
Yeah, I mean, you know, luckily I have, you know, some awesome friends, so they they kind of know of all the fun stuff going on. So
right.
They're like, oh.
But did you actually know the person that was having the birthday party? That was having the birthday?
No, it was actually, they actually had like a silent auction. Like it was like a...
Oh, it wasn't a birthday?
No.
Oh, I thought you said a birthday party.
No,
okay.
It was just
you said
a themed party.
Right,
Yeah, this was, normally You know, they have been birthday parties, but this was like a whole like silent auction situation. Mm. Like it was just a, I think it was just a party.
Party for an auction. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
But yeah, of course I went all out. Like my dress was, you know, super like authentic. Like I went to like a vintage store.
Oh yeah.
For it, and it was cool for, you know, for those of you listening that, you know, haven't seen the pictures on my, you know, Facebook or Instagram. I was wearing a red like flapper dress, so it had like some like red sparkly sequins, and then the
stuff,
the fringe.
Yeah.
So it was it was really fun. And then I wore a brown bobbed wig.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of how, you know, the flappers had their hair back then, with the bangs and the shortcut look. So,
uh-huh.
But it was my hair color, you know, so I've had it for a while. I had to wear it for another show.
Right.
So it matched my hair color.
Oh, nice.
So,
okay.
You know, I was definitely freaking a couple people out, you know. I had like the little, like, you know, headband with the feather to match it. And it was, it was like really, really fun.
Wow.
I love doing stuff like that. But yeah, nobody recognized me for the most part.
Really?
You know, and I forget because I'd look at my friends and be like, oh my gosh, hey. And then be like,
who
are you? I'm like, it's me, Mia. And they're like, oh my God, I didn't
I'm
even recognize
friend.
You. Yeah.
Well,
so
that's
was,
good. So it was a good costume if nobody recognized you.
It was. Yeah, it was super fun.
Wow.
I loved it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go to a Halloween party, but it never materialized. Or the party did. I didn't go, but...
The party
but,
did.
You know, yeah,
the
party did materialize. I just did. I didn't materialize at the party.
Hmm.
But... yeah, I think also because I always leave it to the last minute. You know, now if I go to another Halloween party, I mean, if I get invited, I'm going to go like in advance and find a costume or something.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you went, what would you be? Like, what do you want to be
you
for
see,
Halloween
that's what
this
I
year,
don't
Sam?
Know. Yeah, I mean, that's what I say. I always say I don't like costumes, you know. I mean, it's like for kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But many people would beg to differ and say that adults have fun with costumes too, and I understand that, you know, but to me it seems silly. I don't know. But sometimes in order to go to the party, you have to wear a costume, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, so I don't know what I would wear, but I would probably get an idea if I went to a costume
store.
Well,
there's
right?
literally a costume store right
across the street
from here.
I know, but that party happened already. It was a pre-Halloween party, you know?
I know, but it's you still have like another, you know, like week or so, until Halloween, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you can...
Okay. Well, I have to hope to be
invited.
I'm
sure there's going to be more.
Yeah, I know.
I think you should be like a cow or something. That costume always cracked me up.
Stop
like the cow
with
like... It's like a full costume
with
the udders. Yeah.
I know. It's so stupid.
It's funny. I could totally see you as a cow with the little bonnet thing on your head.
Are
with
you
the little
kidding
cow
me?
Face and
You're
the horns.
Crazy. No way in hell you wouldn't catch me like that.
Then go to India and stand in the middle of the street and see if you cause traffic.
That was
like
funny,
we talked
huh?
about last week with Rock Shock.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, but I mean, the way they treat the cows in India is amazing to me. You know, it doesn't make sense.
They worship
you know?
Cows. They love cows.
It just shows you how all these ancient customs are so like weird. You know, they don't belong in this culture. You know, I mean, these are customs from 2,000 years ago. I mean, what the hell? You know.
Mm-hmm.
But but anyway.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. So now you say it for me every time.
I do. Somebody has to say it at least once a show.
Yeah. Well, I'll make sure I say it. But I had to bring this up because this is a major rant for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how retail stores, like electronic stores, bookstores and all that, are like crying that the internet is taking over and taking all their business and stuff?
Right, yeah.
There's Fry's Electronics here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
That place used to be like, you couldn't find a place to park in that place. Any day of the year, you could not find a place to park. And it's a huge parking lot, like a football field or something.
Uh-huh.
Now when you go there, less than half of the parking lot has cars in it. And even that is sparse. You go inside, there's hardly any people. It's a huge store, so you can feel there's not a lot of people.
Right.
So I go there, you know, but I thought, you know, I need a laptop. I don't want to wait for it for a few days. I'll just go and get it. That way, also, when you buy a computer, if you've never seen it before, you want to touch it. You want to see what it's like. You don't want to just buy it online.
Right, so yeah. So I went there. Not if it's, I spent, it's a big purchase.
Yeah, you know, I spent a friggin' half hour there trying to find this thing that I exactly wanted. I finally find it. I asked the guy about it and everything, and then finally, do you have it in stock? So he's like, let me check. I said, he's probably not going to have it in stock. Sure enough, didn't have it in stock. I got really pissed, right? So then I go to Best Buy, and I do the same thing, and I get the same answer. We don't have it in stock. Like a different machine. Different machine. And my question is, why are you friggin' displaying these products if you can't sell them? You know, what's the point? And that's what I'm saying. It's not Amazon that's destroying Best Buy. It's Best Buy that's destroying Best Buy. You know, you don't run a friggin' business this way. It's like, why even open your doors in the morning? Why do you bother? You know,
if you don't have merchandise.
Imagine if you had a store and you displayed all the clothing, but you told the people you can't buy it. It has to stay on the display. Yeah. You know, and so, you know, so I'm really like pissed and. I can totally point to bad management, you know. The funny thing is that the guy at Fry's, I told him, I said, you know, enjoy your job because you're not going to have it very long. I mean, you guys are not going to survive. And he's like, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And that's the employee there,
That sucks, though. It's one thing if, you know, it's the first store, but the second store, like, none of them have it.
Yeah.
Like, that's
well,
the
it
worst.
Was a different brand, a different kind of store. You know, I mean, one was Fry's, the other one was Best Buy.
Right, the other one was Best Buy. But still, it's the same concept of you have electronics in the store so you can go and buy it right now so you don't have to order it. You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
And now, you know.
Exactly. You know,
both of them have had the same problem.
Yeah. So to me, it's like it seems like every time somebody walks in, they should be grateful and make a sale.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, with Best Buy, it's always like there's always like nobody there. Or there's people hounding you all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the salespeople and stuff. Either you can't
find
one.
I know, you just want to, like, look around and, like, whatever. Oh, well, what can I help you with today? No, I'm good. Just looking. Thank you.
And it's always the same way.
And then it's like when you want something
and
you're like, oh, man, I really want to, you know, find out about this thing here. Let's see. Can someone help me? Is there anybody in the area?
No, and they're not there.
It's always the way.
Not only that, I don't even need help. Just bring me the freaking computer so I can go pay for it.
Yeah.
I already decided. Just, I want this in stock. Nobody came around. I left, and at the door, I told the guy at the door, I said, you guys just let a $2,000 purchase walk outside because you have terrible management here. And that's the way it is. And yesterday, it was the same way when they didn't have it in stock. So they're not going to survive like this, not for very long.
Yeah,
anyway, that's my rant for today. And our guest is sitting here very impatiently, I might add. We have a very beautiful guest in the studio who is also Mia's friend. Are you guys good friends, Mia?
Actually, what's funny is that we just met.
Yeah,
really?
Last week?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Through RockShox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at Fig and Olim. We took a photo together, and we're like, oh, my gosh, let's be best friends. Let's exchange information.
Wow, how
just
cool.
Just like girls do.
Yeah. Wow, I wish it was that easy for me to meet women. I would do that, too. Anyway, we have Anna in the studio, right?
Yes.
And so how did you guys meet? At a party or something?
Well, we met at the dinner.
Oh, at dinner.
Because that's what, RockShox, the guy who was on here last week.
What about
here? Because he's
you didn't tell us about how
promoter,
you...
and like that's what he does. He gets like a bunch of females to go to like a dinner and then afterwards go out to the club.
To a dinner too?
Yeah, so it's dinner first, and then the club.
Who pays
that's like
for the
kind
dinner?
That's kind of what they do.
Right.
I don't know, but I feel like the Roosevelt does this too. My buddy promotes at the Roosevelt for like Teddy's.
Right.
He's like, oh, come to dinner first. So everybody has a dinner, and then they go to the club.
Oh, so you think that's like to draw the women in there to the place?
I guess.
They give them free dinner?
I don't know. It
what were you
like
doing there, Anna?
New thing.
Well, actually, yes. It was just inviting for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then we met with Mia. And yes, it's a kind of like, I suppose, the usual things. I'm not used to go too many times.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's
so
nice.
So how did the guy find you to invite you over there?
he finds girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, just, like especially if they are beautiful, like good looking, you know, attractive.
So, yeah. So where did you meet him? I mean, at what point did he say, come to the club or
also
something?
Also, my friend invited me for some dinner, and he was to the same dinner as well.
Okay.
So we exchanged information, and he constantly sent me information like, I would like to invite you for some dinner.
Wow.
To go to the club. But usually I don't go because I'm quite busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was an unusual moment when I decided, okay, I will go.
Right.
And it was the right moment because I met Mia.
There you go. You see, so it was the right decision.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. You see, it's amazing how our decisions really determine our fate, you know? And sometimes, you know, you just say, like that day when you came in as a guest here, remember? And I made the decision to come in here because I didn't get a response from you.
Yeah.
If I hadn't come in, Mia wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Yeah, probably. So, probably never would have happened.
It's kind of destiny.
Crazy
time.
As that sounds.
It is, you know, it is destiny for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is cool. Well, you are very beautiful.
Oh, thank
you. And, but totally the stereotype of Russian women being beautiful and everything, right?
Mm.
Are you from Russia or from one of the other?
I'm from many places.
From many places.
Yes.
Where were you born?
Okay, I was born in Kiev.
In Kiev.
It's Ukraine, yes.
Right,
and
in
I grown up till I was a teenager. And then I moved to St. Petersburg, to Russia.
Right.
Where I studied and lived with my sister.
That used to be Leningrad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like when it was Soviet Union time, yes, it was
right.
Leningrad.
Right. So that's when you moved during those times?
I moved, it was 19th something.
Right.
So I was like 13 years old.
Okay. You don't seem that old, so it was probably, St. Petersburg by then.
But it was already St. Petersburg, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and when I graduated from university, I moved to Moscow.
Oh, wow, very cool. So what was your childhood like in Kiev? I mean, what was it like?
Oh, my God. I was grown up in a garden, in a house with a garden. It's
really?
Kind of like a Chekhov cherry orchard.
Uh-huh.
And it's beautiful. We had animals, and it's nice. My mother still lives there, so I love this place.
Yeah.
You know, actually, Kiev is a very cozy city. It has gardens and greens and trees, and it has a river, and it's part of the city on the hills, part of the city on the Wales.
Uh-huh.
So it's really beautiful, and a lot of historical buildings and nice places.
Very cool. So you had a good childhood there. Did you like it there?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
Do you have siblings, brothers or sisters?
I have two sisters. So we're also like three sisters from Chekhov. Yeah, very, very kind of like literature family.
That's true, yeah. So are they younger or older than you? Are you the oldest?
I'm the baby one.
Oh, you're the baby one.
I'm the very baby one.
Yes. Oh, wow.
I have a difference with my older sister in 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, same parents. Yeah.
The same parents.
Yeah.
So it must have been like a mistake or something, right?
No, it's like a blessing.
No, I mean, you don't plan a child 20 years later, but I mean, many people are born that way, and it's amazing, you know, because
absolutely.
You add so much to the family, you know.
Yes.
And it's really
I think
cool.
Nowadays, like people, they used to have babies later,
right?
Because they want to be stable. They have to have some grounds for that, and they can have babies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. So, I mean, do you have babies in your future? Do you plan on that?
I would love to have, yes, too.
Yeah, because I know not everybody's into it. You know, I was reading about, there was an article, actually, about women that don't want children.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's a stigma to it and all that stuff. You know, people think you're, like, weird or something, you know?
Yeah.
But some people, and I think it's a great thing to realize, I can't be a good parent, so I'm not going to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the best thing you can do.
It's not like they're necessarily making like a bad decision either way. It's just they're just being, you know, conscious of, you know, the kind of things that they feel like they could handle or not.
Right.
You know, it's not. Yeah.
In a way, maybe people is like afraid to have the babies because they like taking time of your life. But at the same time, you can share your life with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's what you can do.
Yeah.
Your love, your world, your whatever you like to share.
That's true, yeah.
And I know many, like my friends, my girlfriends, who have babies already.
Uh-huh.
And they have a lot of nannies, babysitters, and they travel a lot. They have businesses. They're very like successful as well.
Uh-huh.
And they're not afraid to have babies.
Yeah.
And their kids, they grown together with doing some business, doing some like art projects. it's beautiful when you can have baby at the same time. You can do what you like to do.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah. Have a career.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. You know, but it ravages your body, though, right? I mean, once you have a baby, it's not the same anymore. So but, you have to be
prepared. Yeah, well, that's what plastic surgery is for, I guess. I don't know. This is Los Angeles, people. I mean, come on, let's get real.
I mean, come on, tummy tucks and all that, you know, it's just not fun, you know. It doesn't do the same. So yeah. That's why
but,
I feel,
I mean,
you know,
that's
women
why,
should
like,
wait till
yeah,
later.
Like, I definitely, gonna, you know, when I'm ready, then, yeah. Then, you know, I'll go for it. But, yeah, yeah. It's like, the, you know.
Yeah, no rush, no rush.
There's yeah. no hurry. Yeah. Absolutely. But one day. Yeah. One day, yes.
So so you grew up there. Now, mm-hmm. At what point did you move? Did your parents move, your family? Or?
I had a situation when I was 12. My father passed away.
Oh,
and,
oh I'm so sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Wow, at 12,
and,
that's hard.
Yes, and then my sister, she was living in St. Petersburg already. And she took me with her to live together, just like a kind of like give me something different.
Okay.
Different mm-hmm. environment and different city. And I was really, you know, it was changing from a cozy city to completely different city. It's like a stone.
Right.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, absolutely stunning.
But much bigger.
It's bigger. It's all made in stones. Mm-hmm. It's not that much trees. So I was from there, like from the garden, I moved to apartment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was more of like a city life.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. Which I love as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old were you at the time when you moved? Was it after high school? Or?
No, I was 13.
Oh, you? Oh, so
very,
that's right, right
I was
after
very,
that.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So I finished high school there, and I graduated from university in St. Petersburg.
Right. Yeah. So did your sister raise you for a while until
yes.
you became an adult and
mm-hmm.
stuff?
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah, we lived together.
How old was she at the time? I mean, she couldn't have been... Oh, you said 20
she
years.
Was, yeah, she... Sometimes
so
she people think that she's my something. Mother because
yeah.
She likes to care about me.
Yeah.
But
she would have been 30-something, yeah, so...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that's very strange. Now, where was your mother all this time?
The same place in Kiev, yeah.
Oh, so she stayed in Kiev,
yeah,
right?
She's
she
still
didn't want
to
move.
She's still there. She's waiting to when I come back. All the time when we talk on the phone on Skype, she's like, "Oh, when are you coming back?"
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that in just a minute because I want to find out what made you come here and stuff.
Exactly.
But after high school, you went to university in St. Petersburg.
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of the university?
It's State University of Culture and Arts.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I was studying. In history of arts, critic of arts, all about arts. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
When did
years.
You become interested in that?
I always been surrounded with the artistic people. My sister, she's a singer and actor.
Uh-huh.
My father, he used to work for a military factory, but he, at the same time, he was making some paintings and drawings.
Wow.
He was writing poetry. At the
really?
Same time. Yeah.
Wow.
And he read a lot of books, so it was, you know, his kind of like passion and hobby.
Right.
So yes, I was really glad that I was surrounded with the people who are in art, in mm-hmm. a way. And that's what I got influenced about that. So I decided to go and study that more deeply, mm-hmm. profound.
Wow. Now, did you think at that point that it would help you with a career or something? Or was it just because you loved it?
I loved it.
Right.
And I wanted to be, and I was studied as a curator to organize exhibitions and work with the painting.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes. I love it, and I think for women, for me, it was a kind of like it's a beautiful education when you know about literature, about aesthetic, about philosophy of art, and all this stuff. It's a kind of like a women's style as well.
Right. No, definitely. I mean, I know that I'd never been into art really, like paintings and stuff like that when I was young, but then when I went to college and I took history of art and stuff. I totally fell in love with all these things, you know, and then I started going to museums and really appreciating it, you know. So I think it helps to learn about it, right?
Yes, it's all about human beings. It's all about us because people create it.
Right.
And when you discover how, when you learn history, you learn about a society, you learn about what was going on in that time with the people, what the kind of politics were, what kind of the culture were there. So it's all about us at the same time.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So did you actually get like curator jobs and stuff?
Yes, I was working with a Russian artist.
Yeah.
And I was doing exhibitions and also in Russia, in Europe, in Milan, in Zurich, in Bratislava. So
did that artist take you to all these places? Or
yes, what? Yes. And I used all the time. I used to go to some art fairs, uh-huh. like Frieze Art Fair in London or Art Basel in Basel.
Oh wow!
So I love that kind of event.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's like people from all over the world bring all this stuff from from different galleries, uh-huh. and you just go and see how sometimes you can compare them. You can see what's new, what the tendency, what is going on in the art business right now.
That's true, yeah. Now, your English, did you learn that in college? Is that when you learned it?
You know, I just remember that my first language that I started to learn was German. Because it was the second language in school.
Oh.
But I didn't like it that much. So yeah. I found a tutor who was living nearby in my house when I was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I started just taking private lessons, just simple, like elementary English,
right.
nothing else.
What made you want to learn English at such a young age?
I don't know why, but it's just the idea that I have to learn English
really?
Came into my mind.
Yeah. Were you watching American movies and things like that, TV?
You know, perhaps like that, but at the same time, it's just sometimes you do something that you understand you need to do, and then you realize that it was for that.
Oh, okay.
So, right.
Perhaps
you're here now.
Yes,
so.
That's why I'm here.
It's paid off.
Yes.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. So you learned it from a young age and stuff.
Yeah, but it was with some, like, with the stops, with some breaks.
Right.
So because I was focused on other things. But then I decided, okay, I need to improve. So when I was living in Moscow, I decided to go to London for 1 month just for studying English.
Right.
And I fell in love with this city. I was
really?
Like, oh, my God, this is what I would love to live. Because it's very arty and a lot of stuff going on there. Museums, galleries, ballet, opera.
A lot of
whatever.
History and culture, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I left London and I come back to Moscow and I start to work.
Wait just a second. You're like way ahead of me. I wanted to know, from St. Petersburg, at what point did you move to Moscow?
I already was married.
Oh, you got married?
Yes, I got married that time.
Wow. Were you young?
Yes, I was young. That
oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, in Russia, it's quite usual when you get married young.
Pretty young, right? Like out of college maybe or something like
yes,
that. Yes,
when I was in university. Yeah.
Wow. So
nobody believed that.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah.
So, I mean, but why did you get married? I mean, you guys were in love and you just wanted to stay together? Is that
we wanted to stay together and we work together. So we have like life together.
Right.
It's we share all together. So, and I work with him. He's an artist with whom I used to work.
Right. That's what I figured. You know, I mean, who's going to take you to Basel and all these places, you know, and, unless you're like stupid him, you know?
Yes. So, yeah, I like, you know, I think marriage in a way when you are with someone, it's a team.
Yeah.
If you are a good team, when you understand each other, you help each other, you love each other, you do your own business successfully.
Right.
You know, it's a growing, together.
Right. But you worked for him before you guys were intimate and stuff, right? Before you started going out?
No, I when I was studying in university.
Oh, you met and then...
I met earlier, yes, but we decided that, okay, it's time to live together when I was in university.
Oh.
It was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, why not?
Yeah.
We live just once. Let's try it.
Yeah. So you got married and then you moved to Moscow?
We got married and a few years we moved to Moscow.
Okay.
He's an adventure man and I also kind of like easy to go.
Uh-huh.
So, and we just like decided, okay, let's move to Moscow.
Right.
Listen, we felt that it's more opportunities over there.
Right.
Like, let's go. Let's go. We took what we had and we went.
Yeah. You've never been to Moscow before, though, so
no,
it's
I
like
visited Moscow.
Oh, you have?
Of course.
I see.
And the first time when I came to Moscow from St. Petersburg, for me it was, I was like, oh my God, this is the most stressful city in the world. It is like people are rushing around, they're thinking only about monies and all this stuff. But then when I moved to Moscow, I fell in love.
Really?
I love dynamic. I love rhythm. I like the people, you know, they want. And you know, it makes you kind of motivating to move forward.
Yeah, for sure.
So when I was coming back to St. Petersburg just to see my friends, I felt, oh my God, this is so sleepy. See?
Really, you can't go back.
People just sleeping.
Yeah.
But it's not fair. Of course, this beautiful city, I love it.
Right.
Yeah, I've always wanted to visit Moscow. I've never been.
Oh yeah, people say it's
Russia.
Nice.
It
so
is.
What did you do there in Moscow? What were you working?
So right. I was continuing to work with the artists, with
right.
as a curator.
Okay, so that was in
so
Moscow.
So we were doing some exhibition for Million Fair. It's a kind of like luxury fair where people showing yachts, cars, and all the luxury
nice.
Goods.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I found a way how to make an exhibition there, my artists. So we had a space and we presented the paintings, and it was so nice.
Wow.
It was so good.
Very good. So, so how long did the marriage last? I mean, you're not married anymore, right?
Yeah, we just broke up.
Oh, just now?
Yeah, like since I'm here.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, yeah. So everything else. So you moved here together too, right?
No, I moved by my own.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, well, we need to go back to the story because we're jumping all over and now I don't understand.
It's a bit confusing.
Yeah. All right. So for Moscow, what happened then? Then you moved to London, you said?
From Moscow, I was traveling to Lithuania because we have a house there and we had a studio for painting, still have.
Right.
And also we worked in Bratislava.
Uh-huh.
We have also studio, paintings. And so I lived 1 year in Lithuania. I lived 1 year in Bratislava and we did art projects together since that time when I was involved as a model, as a dancer, as an actress.
Okay.
And then when we did some projects like The Cage, The Story of Beauty and The Tendency, the video music clip, the British magazine Bond, they found out about me and they invited me to London to make a show in such a gallery.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that's why I moved to London for the second time. Preparing for the show. It was like 4 months, like hard work with the dancers every day for five hours.
Wow, that's a lot of dancing.
Oh my God,
huh?
I loved it.
Really?
I loved it. I like work hard and I like dancing. So it was great time. It was very passionate and in the same time hard, but we had a great show in such a gallery. It was for one event, for one evening, but it was collaboration with the installation art, with photography, with the dancers. So it was like very good mix of everything.
Wow. So you being a model at the time too, also to support yourself and so forth or what?
In London.
Yeah.
No. I was focused only on the show.
Oh, okay.
And learning English. Studying.
Cool. So, I mean, and was there money coming from this? I mean, were you able to survive from doing that?
Well, at the time I was married and the husband support me so
much. I see, okay.
And I'm really grateful and I really respect him so much. He's
right.
a great man. And yes, so I was, when we did the Cage and that Tendency, I got money for that as well.
Nice. Very cool. And from London, where did you move? Back to Moscow?
And then I go to Moscow. And before I was in London, on that show was the casting director. He saw me and he said, you should go forward and try acting.
Right.
And that's why I'm here.
Oh, okay. So based on what somebody told you.
He's a great casting director, Jeremy Zimmerman. He used to live here as well in Los Angeles, but he now based in London.
I see.
And he said, you know, I see how can you be strong and keep the audience.
Right.
So you should try something that you can also work more with the camera, with the films or movies.
Right.
So I decided, okay, I have never done like acting in my life, like specifically. So I decided I will try to some schools, and I choose Lee Strasberg Institute here in
out
West
here,
Hollywood,
right?
And I came here.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so you came here by yourself or with your husband?
Myself.
What happened to your husband at the time?
He's now in Moscow and in Kyiv, and he travels a lot. He has a lot of work to do as an artist, and he's also a philosopher and a psychologist.
Okay. And so he decided to stay there, and you decided you're going to come here?
Yes.
But you stayed married, right?
Yes, we stayed married.
I mean, how did he react to this? Was he okay with this? I mean, one day your wife gets up and she says, I'm moving to Hollywood. You know, I mean, what is this?
Well, you know, when I started to do my projects, our roads started to be separated in a way.
Yeah.
So he said, okay, I think you can do your own business and you should try that. And he support me, like, you need to do that.
Right.
Because he's a very accomplished artist.
Okay.
He's a singer, he's a painter, he's a philosopher, he's a psychologist. Mm-hmm. He's a theater director as well. So he said, you should do your own as well. You should have your own
career, your
yes.
own path.
Yes,
yeah.
Because he wants me to be successful and happy.
Very good.
Wow, very supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long ago did you move here to LA?
10 months? Yes, I'm fresh and
brand new. Yeah, it is. I'm like thinking you've been here for a few years and stuff.
No,
okay.
I recently, like 1 month, I just graduated from the institute.
Right.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So did you find that this is something you want to do, acting?
Yes, I like it so much.
Really?
You know, it's in a way that you discover yourself. You play so many different situations of different people's life.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And at the same time, you can work as an artist as well. How you can make it interesting for people.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I would love to be more with art as well.
Uh-huh.
So I'm considering to do my own studio for people who want to create something.
Right.
In a dancing, in the acting, in the painting. Whatever they want to, how they want to express themselves.
Right, sounds good. Mm-hmm. And you'd put that what in a gallery or something? Or
it can be like gallery, interactive gallery, or workshop studio with the different spaces where you can try something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds very nice.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So now, when you moved to LA, you didn't know anybody here, right?
Well, no.
No, so you came by yourself.
I came by myself.
Were you scared? I mean, was it?
In a way, when I first time came here, it was last year, I came to New York Film Academy just for 1 month, just a short course. I came here, I found the woman with whom I lived with in the valley.
Yeah.
And she's a very interesting woman. She lives with 7 cats and 1 dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and you had to live there?
Crazy cat
lady. I had a tiny room there, and it was beautiful.
Oh, God.
Yes, and the second time when I came here, I lived there as well for 1 month, and then I moved to another place. I found a really good apartment. It's like, yes, now I want to live by my own.
Yeah.
To have my own space. No cats. For now,
yeah.
Because I used to travel,
no cats.
I cannot. No, when you travel, you understand you cannot have pets.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
No,
you know,
it's like kids.
Selfish
yeah.
to have
yeah.
like when they're animals anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you leave them behind with strangers and things like that. You're right. You're right.
Yes.
You know that's why
even
I don't.
I had a fish.
Absolutely.
It was hard. I had to like take the whole bowl by a friend's house every time I went out of town. I'm like, oh man, like careful driving. Don't spill the fish in the car.
People are so crazy with their animals, man. I'm telling you.
You know, it's like, what else do you do with
that's
it?
True,
so it's,
you know,
it's really tough.
I remember I had a horse. I used to do horseback riding for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had that course in Kyiv. And when I start traveling too much, I was like, I couldn't afford it. And, like, I had calls from my stable, like, you know, your horse is missing you. Come back.
Wow.
Come back soon.
Aww.
And when you love someone, it's a pain.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And just I decided, no, I cannot do that.
I don't want to be attached to an animal or anything.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And
when I will be, maybe you have a lot of kids, house, somewhere, maybe.
Yeah.
At that time, I will think.
So you came, 10 months went by, and you guys broke up.
Yes.
Why?
As I said, like he
distance, you think?
Distance, yes, as well.
Yeah.
And of course, it plays a huge role in this.
Did you think about that before you left?
Well, we already had some kind of like broke up in
problems,
a way.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a problem, so I wouldn't say okay. So. It's just, you know, we are changing.
You broke up
constantly.
For the fun of it.
Yeah, yes. Let's
there's
got
to be problems.
Yeah, we were just fun knew that just, yeah. You want different paths and you're living your life and
yes.
People grow and sometimes that causes people to grow apart.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
But you know, the fact that you guys still seem like you're on like, you know, good terms, like you
yes.
respect each other.
Yes.
So who initiated this breakup this time? Did you?
I think it was me.
Yeah.
I think it was me because I was like, I want to have my own something.
Right.
I want to do something by my own.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I also want to be an accomplished like artist or something.
Right.
So he's like, okay.
Plus, you want to be available to men here, right?
Oh,
I mean, what, you know, I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, this is good.
You're here, he's over there. What the hell can you do, you know? Mm. That's why I'm not for long-distance relationships at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if something like that happened, where I was with somebody and then one of us moved away, I would totally expect it to end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, because you're going, you're physically going each
Yes.
You know, each in his own way, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so it's not just in your mind or in your lifestyle, but, I mean, you moved away.
Yes,
you
that's
know?
True.
Yeah.
And as I said, distance is it's a huge
reason
for that. Because when you're all the time together, you share everything together. You
right.
have things in common. But when you, mm-hmm. for a long time, you haven't seen each other, you have different things going on
exactly.
in your life.
Exactly.
And sometimes it doesn't match with when you see each other.
Right. It's not the same mm-hmm. anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. So so you've been enjoying L.A., I believe, right?
Yes.
I mean, you like it here?
True. I love L.A.
Yeah.
Of course, the weather is fantastic, terrific.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the first thing that you notice here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And, of course, the ocean is so close.
Right. And this is like new for you, right? I mean, you lived in cold places.
Yes, in a way. I used to live in Ibiza as well.
Yeah?
I didn't tell you that yet.
Where? Where did you live?
In Ibiza.
Ibiza.
That's like in Spain, right?
Yes,
off
it is.
Of Spain.
It's
wow.
a little funny island.
How did you end up there?
Well, this was a story. We, together with my husband, we rent an apartment there for 1 year.
Uh-huh.
So we stay there like winter, summer time.
Uh-huh.
And during the time, I was working just on my laptop,
uh-huh.
Creating some exhibitions in Zurich and in Ibiza as well.
Uh-huh.
So it was really great.
Wow.
You know? I
yeah,
loved it when
fun.
You wake up, you can see the ocean,
yeah.
you can hear the sound of
the
waves,
full moon,
yeah,
it's fascinating.
Yeah. So you've been around. I mean, you weren't stuck in like your hometown all your life. You
no.
like traveling. And
I'm
like
absolutely like travel person.
Right.
I cannot stay for a long time. Even now, like here, I'm 10 months. For me,
uh-huh.
it's unusual.
Really?
It's like, oh my god,
that's a
I'm
long time
here.
Already.
But I've been traveling to Las Vegas. Yet that's
yeah.
true. I went there for my birthday,
uh-huh.
And I was in Miami as well.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Did you like Miami, like South Beach and stuff?
Yeah, you know, in a way, it's great.
Yeah.
I like that. It's completely different.
It is, huh?
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's party town, big
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
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 Miami's but I
crazy.
Like L.A. I love
yeah.
it.
L.A.
You
is
know,
cool, yeah.
That's something is fascinating about this.
Yeah. So now what do you do? You went to school. How are you supporting yourself?
My family supported me as well.
Oh, very
so,
nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
You see, that doesn't happen here very much, you know. In European families, it happens more where you help your kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's like, go and be independent, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know which
true.
Is better, but it's nice to have family that supports, that helps you
yes,
out.
Yes, and good, and you know, I agree. It's good to have your own source of money
uh-huh.
coming. And of course, it's great if you are studying and you're focused and you don't have much time for that
right.
something.
Uh-huh.
Then it's, yeah, it's very...
It's nice when people help you out and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
But I want to have my own business.
Yeah.
That's what...
So what kind of business do you want to have?
Art business.
Art.
In art or everything about... I also thinking about having like image studio
uh-huh.
for girls, for guys to work on a style, to work with the, like how to carry yourself.
Right. And some people really need to learn that.
Yes, it's like it's your business card.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes I look at people and I go, you know, if you only took care of yourself, you would look good.
Much
you know?
Better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're more
but
successful.
And people let themselves go, you know, they don't even care. It's like many men, they just throw on a big T-shirt, you know, very loose shorts and something and flip-flops, and that's their outfit for the day, you know. And I just don't get it, you know. I don't get it. It's like, put yourself together. Spend 10 minutes in front of the mirror, you know. Something, you know. So I think there's a need for that, you know.
I think it's, you know, like clothes, the dressing, is something that you show how you can be with yourself and be with the people.
Right.
It's you present yourself in a way.
That's
because
true.
you can play with this in different characters, you know.
Okay.
One day you can be like this, another day you can be like that.
Right.
And also, you know, people remember that.
Right.
And so you can work with this.
Good.
And you see, like, successful people, they like to wear bright. They like to wear something that they are different.
Right. That stands out a little bit and stuff.
So we should use it.
Yeah,
if you want to be successful, do it, you know.
Yeah, there you go. So now,
don't be lazy.
Yeah, don't be lazy. I mean, you're an example that, you know, if you want something, then you can go for it.
Yes,
you know,
just do it.
Yeah. So you came here, didn't really know anybody. Were you able to build some friendships and stuff like that over the months?
I like people. And when I came to the institute, I started to build like a friendship with my classmates, of course.
Right.
And
then
I like to go to some different places and to see how people, to watch people. And little by little, you get to know people.
Right.
And like that.
We met very easily
at, you know, because that's not something I normally do, the dinner and
really?
Club thing, you know. But I thought, oh, we're gonna have, you know, have him on the next day on the show. So I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go and, you know, see a little bit about like what he does and whatever. And, you know, just through that, it was like there were just so many awesome girls there.
Yeah, this
you know, that's what they
the
do. They have to get
surprising.
A bunch of girls.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and it's like, this is just, it's so cool because it's a way to just, you know, meet so many like awesome and interesting females.
Right.
And I feel like everybody was from someplace else. You
Absolutely.
Notice? Like, because he was from India, you're from Russia. There's another girl from like Sweden. There was another girl from like
foreigners.
Mexico. There was another girl. It was amazing. Like, everybody was from like different places of the world. It was so fascinating.
Sounds good, yeah. So you were here for 10 months, no intimacy or anything. You were still, well,
it's
don't look at
question.
Me funny. I mean, you were like married, you know, you're not supposed to have any intimacy.
Sam was always asking like the dirty question.
And that's
always
not
like
a dirty question. I could have asked if she had sex, but I was being polite about it.
Well,
I'm not going to put you on the spot, but we only have a couple minutes. So, have you started dating now? I mean, now that you're free?
I would tell you like this. I have a lot of admirers.
Okay, I'm sure you do.
Yes, but I didn't choose a boyfriend yet.
Okay. Oh, she gets to choose. It's like, wow, let me see.
Of course, I think it's a good way when you choose, not like when you are chosen.
That's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very nice. You know, I mean, I know you're going to do well. You know, you're very beautiful. You're talented.
Thank you so much.
You're ambitious and everything. So, yeah, you know, and you're very nice. I think you're a trustworthy person.
Yes,
you know?
Tomorrow I'm going to be in a music video.
Oh, really?
So, yes, I'm started to work as well, finally.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, but you can't promote it yet, right? You don't know where it's going to be or anything?
No, I was invited as a leading.
Oh,
as
really?
A leading role, yes, attractive girl in a music video.
Very nice. Sounds
Get
like
a girl.
Mia, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so tomorrow.
You're not making love to a monkey, are you, in the video?
No.
That's what Mia did. What can I say, you know?
It's a puppet. Jim Henson puppet.
Okay.
Legit, okay?
All right, okay. We know. She had to clarify.
Always.
Okay, now, do you want to promote anything? Facebook, Twitter? Do you want people to find you?
I have my website, www.annaonly.com.
Anna?
Anna, ONLI.com.
So, oh, only.
ANNAONLI.
Oh, Anna
right?
Only.
Yes,
okay.
There you go.
Anna Only. Okay. That's fine.
This is
that's easy.
This is my stage name.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody go there and check it out. I'm like, how do I even begin to pronounce this?
Yeah, I figure out that I need to change something and I choose this easy to remember name.
That's
Anna
true.
Only.
Yeah. What is your last name? Do you want to give it out?
Anna Tkachenko.
Oh, wow. I love that. You know?
But seeing it spelled out is like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but the spelling is, even for me, it's hard. So yeah. It's like, oh no.
Sounds like a tennis player or something.
Yeah, not like Sharapova, but close to.
There you go. All right. Well, Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
Of course. Yes, and Mia, you're awesome. Very fortunate to have met such a new friend.
I know. I'm so excited. She's so awesome. She has such a great story.
So I'm really happy to meet you, Mia, and you, Sam.
Thank you.
A great time to be here with you guys.
Awesome. Aww. Well, it's always fun to have great guests, and you're fun and all that. So, of course, we'll post pictures. You guys don't want to listen to the show without seeing Anna in the picture. So we'll make sure we take pictures.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll try to do this.
And we're somehow matching. We did not plan this, FYI.
You will see it, guys.
We're in orange, my favorite color. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Happiness.
Yep. Mia, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.